You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Don't Visit Matt Right Now. Another episode of the podcast of the host of this here podcast, Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
He's up in the left square today, showing up early on the Zoom. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Boys, I wish I could say it's a new year, it's a new me, and this is the new program, and I'm showing up early, but I lucked out, and, here I am. I'm ready to rumble. Let's do it.
Down there in the bottom screen, getting the studio all set up. Matt, comma, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Good to see you.
It is kind of funny because usually I get a message that Matt's already in the room. And then I open up the Zoom room for the Zoom meeting. And today I was like, I'll jump on it 2 minutes early. And then Cobb showed up. And then I was like, what, Matt showed up like a minute late. It's like
two minutes late.
You're always right Wi-Fi. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always right there. You know what, Cobb? We're not doing a sad cast yet. This is going to be a positive, fun cast, mainly just because I'm just going to talk about the Seahawks.
Just hearing the tremor in your voice when you said that, I know a sad cast is near. Everyone who's listened more than 1 year knows that it's right around the corner. But yeah, let's do it, dude. Seahawks have been crushing. I'm pumped for them. Sorry, Matt.
I want to start this conversation by telling everybody I was wrong. I was completely wrong. I bet them to not even get to 6 wins. They ended up with over 500 with 9 wins and are now a playoff team.
Culmination. Yeah,
well,
man.
Wild card.
That was wild. Did you guys watch the Lions game?
I did.
That was crazy, man. I mean, for people who didn't watch, it was just Seahawks barely won their game, and then Lions had to win for the Hawks to get it. And nobody expected Lions to win. I know I didn't, but they played a hell of a match.
Well, it's also funny because you got to keep in mind, once the Seahawks won in overtime, that eliminated the Lions. Because if the Seahawks had lost, right, then the Lions could have won and gotten in. So then it's like the Lions already know they're not going to make it, but they're playing at Lambeau. Excuse me. Aaron Rodgers been talking his trash. I literally I might have had a few beverages, but I texted a group of my friends and I was like, Lions win tonight. Bet it.
Wow. Ted.
They threw $10 on it. I think they cashed out like 19 something, almost doubled their $10.
Nice.
Dude, that's awesome. And somebody was saying that it was Aaron Rodgers' last game. Is that accurate or was that just like the rumor?
I mean, It's not,
or
a
am
rumor.
I starting the rumor?
No, it's not a rumor at all. He's been doing this for like 3 years. He kind of is like, ah, it might be my last game, might not be. So it's just, he just likes to stay in the news cycle. So that's, I'm like, I don't, it's not really a rumor, but it's also not like, like last year he posted a picture and was like, the last ride, but then he played again this year. So then he's like, I'm not giving away my jersey, I got to keep it. And it's like, right.
Like, yeah, it's like when people have to leak their own nudes to the press.
Yeah, or like, what's it, vague posted on Facebook? Like, can't say why, need those prayers right now. Like, well, yeah. Why did you even post that? Like, you want people to ask,
yeah, what are we
you?
Praying for?
Right? Like, I can't talk about it, it's too private. But ain't that fucking private? Because we're posted about it.
Yeah, blowing yourself up on social media, I mean, it's got to be something.
Right. So
Aaron Rodgers, it is always weird when people like go like humble like that.
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers to me is just the same way. He's always like, eh, I'm thinking about retirement and this and that. It's like, are you retired? I'll find out in the off season, and then he'll disappear for a few weeks. Then he'll show up somewhere, and then he'll be, I don't know. Again, Aaron Rodgers, just, he's that guy that reminds me, like, went to his first festival, and then for the next year won't shut up about it. He did LSD. It's like, all right, well, it was a festival. A lot of people had done it. Like, you're okay. Like, I don't need, you've been talking about this for a year, bro.
We get it. Okay. Crazy new vistas of possibility.
Yeah. I mean, screw it. If you're going to talk about it that much, buy a van.
Yeah.
Start buying nitrous tanks. Just go full wook.
Yeah. Threat and opportunity expanding infinitely in every direction. We're with you.
So was it Aaron Rodgers' last game? I don't know. But yeah, super exciting. So yeah, you needed them to win, and then the Seahawks kind of backed their way in there. Now, that's exciting enough, but does it make it all the better because Russell Wilson and the Broncos suck so bad?
Let's ride. Dude, I'll tell you this. There is a debate right now. So I'm staying with, I'm visiting my girlfriend's parents in Utah. In the house, there's a bar area, and on the wall, there are some framed photos, different sports athletes and things like that. And there's a giant Russell Wilson framed photo in Seahawks gear. The debate in the house is, do we remove Russ? And it's being talked about heavily. It's been the subject of two dinner conversations. What do you guys think? Does he come off the wall?
Ooh. I say no. I mean, he still did all that stuff here. He got a Super Bowl. He was in two of them. Like, I think you can, like, I like, obviously we were all against him this year and probably will be for a while. But like, once he's retired and comes back, I think people will love him again. But he's just a lot to take. You know what I mean? And like, when he was with us, it's like, yeah, well, he was winning ball games for us. So you kind of make excuses. But now that he's not, it's like, yeah, man. Like, I say you leave it up. Still remember Russ for the stuff he did. You know what I mean? Like, trying to think of a simile here. Like,
dude, well, I'll say this. I'm not drinking that crappy water anymore.
People,
what was that
about
stuff called? Do you remember? I can't even remember. I've never tried
Hero water or something.
That'd be such a bad brand name. It's like European water. It's like water, but
it was something
Europe.
Ridiculous like that.
It was ridiculous. You're right. Yeah. I'll try to find it.
Matt, what do you think? I say you leave Russ up.
Yeah, I mean, in a Seahawks jersey, his legend status is pretty cemented for us. You know, if it's like a bunch of like greats, you know, I mean, his status of being on a wall next to Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods or something might be coming into question here in the near future. I'm hoping it doesn't. We got the draft pick, you know, like I can, you know, hope that he turns it around now. This season, I was really hoping they did terrible, and they did, and it was beautiful. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's wild that we were so greedy and I wanted the top three pick from that. Like, I'm a little bummed it's top five. I'm like, dude, we almost had number three pick from that. Like,
yeah, that's true.
And the Hawks in the playoffs.
Cobb, is the wall, like, is it Seattle-centric?
Sports, it is Seattle centric. Yeah.
All right. Then I think it's, I think you got to leave them up there. You know what I mean?
You know what I say? I say, rip them off. Yeah. Bring him down. Put him back up when he's not an opposing
Marshawn
team.
Would look pretty sick up there too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, sure. Dude. Replace it with
somebody. I
haven't somebody
seen the wall, but I could imagine Marshawn.
That's what I mean. Replace it with somebody who, you know, the team liked. No, I don't know. I want Pete Carroll's face up there. He doesn't get enough love in the headset.
Let me ask you this: is it like framed and like autographed, or is it just a jersey?
It's a photo, a framed. I don't know if it's autographed or not, but I believe it is, with a little plaque underneath.
Yeah, I think that's cool enough, man. You got to leave that up there. I mean, first Super Bowl win, like Russell Wilson still gets a part in the like he'll be in the Ring of Honor. It's going to take a few years.
All right, Ted, let me give you one more reason maybe we should take it off. Okay, so the water was called Reliant Recovery Water. They claim a concoction of nanobubbles and electrolytes help people recover quickly. So his quote, "I banged my head during the Packers game in the playoff, and the next day I was fine," says Wilson. "It was the water."
I mean, that also sounds like somebody with a concussion. I drank some water. It's like, that's not how concussions work, dude.
He mentions a teammate whose knee healed miraculously. Yeah, I don't know. I never tried the water, but right now, I've been a Pete Carroll guy this whole time. Peak at the right time. Russell Wilson is out, and you're right. It does make it better that the Seahawks made it without him. So whatever the opposite of let's ride is, let's do that. Maybe the Seahawks should start saying let's ride for the playoffs. You know, they'll do like slogans like Soto Mojo or, refuse to lose.
Yeah, I don't think you can pick up let's ride, though, because it's...
Well, he dropped it, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like that would just seem like to me like... That would be odd. Like, we're trolling somebody who's not even in the playoffs just because he used to play here. Like, that doesn't really get me fired up to go play the Niners. I feel like there's enough venom there with the Niners. Like, we don't need to go out of our way to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, nah, that doesn't play.
I hear you. But right now, somewhere walking around Seattle is a guy with earbuds in, and he's like, let's ride.
Oh, sure. Look, if you wanted to say it to his face after you beat him in the first game of the year, totally into it. But I'm just like, man, the season's over. We've clearly been the better team. Geno's going to the Pro Bowl. Russell is not. And I'm just like, that's a little too far. Not too far. We got to fire up the boys, man. We need a win this weekend.
Ted, you know me, dude. I'm a total keyboard warrior. If Russell Wilson walked in this room right now, I would not say a damn word. A. B. I've been ducking Juicy J for like 3 years now. Okay. It's all talk.
I would talk to Russell Wilson before I talk S to Juicy J.
Yeah, seriously. Juicy J is just like a confirmed killer, like in the ring. Like, dude, I think I told you at one point one of his highlights came up in my YouTube, and it's just him just eviscerating this guy. And I was like, oh my God, that's him. Like, Jesus, why didn't you say so, Ted? Yeah, he's a violent man.
Yeah, that one's on me.
That's why I stay on the move, dude, and keep a low profile of where I'm at. Like right now, you know, I'm somewhere in Utah. That's all they know.
Oh man. Matt, I know you're busy right now, the busy season down there. Like, you gonna be able to watch the game?
Yes. Saturday afternoon. I'll work the morning, and then I'll be able to see that. I think they can win. Like,
It's a divisional opponent. This will be the third time you played them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, wild stuff happens in those division games.
They can't call it wild card weekend if wild stuff didn't happen.
Yeah. Exactly. Also, Ted, you've watched a lot of football. Tell me if I'm crazy here, because you watch a lot more football than Matt or I do. But I feel like the fact that they've lost to the 49ers twice in the season almost gives them a weird advantage because they're underestimated. Like, I feel like that happens a lot when like a team gets blown out early in the season. They'll like come back and barely beat a team. Is that crazy?
No. That's spot on. And the Niners are a 10-point favorite. So it's 10 like
points.
Yeah, so they're already popping champagne.
Right. It's right. It's like the super wild card weekend, right? Like, if you're the Niners, like, all the pressure's on you. Seattle can go down there and get blown out. It won't matter, excuse me, because they weren't even supposed to be there. So it's like as soon as I figured out they were in Sunday night, it's like, all right, I'm going to the offense coordinator. Any trick play, put it in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at this point, we got to survive in advance. Like, let's start running some crazy ass. Like, let's run an end around DK. Like, let's put the ball in man's hands. like all that stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got nothing to lose. The Niners defense is so good. But their offense isn't that hot, but it's like, yeah, man, run some crazy blitz packages. Like, just leave it all out there.
Hook and ladder, baby. Hook and ladder. Flitty flicker. Well, get also get schoolyard. Go schoolyard.
For the fans, right? It's like, look, this is a tough time of the year, right? Holidays are over. Like, all my Christmas stuff is down. It's like the Seahawks gave you like, all right, we got one more weekend, right? It's like, it's a Saturday game, right? This is like college, man. 1:30. Start cooking, start having cracking some beverages. I don't know. Maybe you take a little puff of something.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. They get fired up. The next day, Sunday, I'm just like, this, it gives you, know, like I always say, like NFL football allows you to be like, oh, it's January. I've been eating better, this and that. It's like, it's Seahawks playoff. You know what?
And we're back.
Right. Fire up a dip.
Get that dip popping.
Well, one couple that invited me over, they're like, we're doing dry January. And I was like, yeah, I don't care, man. I drink around sober people all the time. But we're actually doing like something with the station, like a viewing party down at Elysian Fields on Saturday.
Oh, so, nice.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'll be down there.
Oh, but that's gonna be awesome, man. That's gonna be fun.
I'm like, Saturday day game? I mean, part of the reason I love college football so much. I'm like, all right, for Seahawks fans, this is a dream come true. Well, this year. We'll see what happens next year. But yeah, I'm just like, you can hear it in my voice. Like, I'm pumped for that one. I'm like, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And like you said, it's the 49ers to lose. And so it's all upside from here. It's all gravy. And I think, you know, I'm with Matt. I think there's a good chance we actually win it. Now, am I going to, you know, put $10 on it and try to make 19? I don't know that I'm that confident, but I'm feeling good.
I said today on the men's room, I'm confident enough to bet the Seahawks to cover.
I like that. Yeah, and Pete Carroll's a peak at the right time guy. He knows playoff football.
Yeah, and like frankly, like it could. What I see happening is just going to be one of those kind of slow, plodding, kind of boring games. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we already had a couple of those with the Niners, where it's like, yeah, like the last game wasn't like a blowout or nothing, but it seemed like they were in charge. So like this time, hopefully, you can push that momentum the other way and. I'm saying, like, I don't know, open the game up with an onside kick. Like, you just, it's very rare to have a season like this where you're picked, like, almost dead last besides the Falcons in the league. You're picked dead last in the division. You know, you have the defending Super Bowl champ in your division. Then you come out, win it. So it's just like, yeah, go for broke. It doesn't matter. Because next year won't be this fun. Because then we'll be like, well, Geno did really well last year. Defense is a year older. Then there's expectations. Right now, it's like, you know, it's like gambling. Like when you're up, it's like, yeah, we're playing with house money. Let's keep rolling those dice.
Yeah, seriously, this is a Sandlot or Bad News Bears type situation. I mean, they got, you know, it's no expectations. You're right, dude. I like that. I'm reframing that. I'm gonna have some fun on Saturday too. I'm gonna be down in Nashville, drink a few college sodas, be good.
Oh yeah. Well, you guys are already be having a fun time, but that group, there's. You guys are going to want to watch that game. Plus, I mean, even if you're just a football fan, it's kind of fun. You got two playoff games Saturday, two Sunday, and then there's a Monday night super wild card game.
Dude, I don't mean to completely change the subject. It's still on football, but that whole college playoff thing, I get the feeling you have some strong feelings about it.
That was second on my list.
Oh, so nice. Yeah, boy. Ted, we've been doing this too long.
I mean, that game last night just absolutely fucking sucked. I mean, it was the biggest blowout, I think, in any bowl game history, biggest spread or point differential. Then also, like, I was hyped on TCU. They beat Michigan, who had been rolling all year. I was like, I think TCU's got a real chance tonight. Turn, you know, what's it? Narrator's voice. They never had a chance.
Yeah, they didn't have a chance. Yeah, man, I wonder. I guess my thinking was I wasn't sure if it calls into question the whole college football playoff system, but I wasn't able to watch the game. I had some stuff going on. Is it a situation where, you know, TCU just kind of, you know, pulled out all their tricks to beat Michigan and they had nothing left in the tank? Or was Georgia just that much better of a ball club? Because I know if you think about who played who, I mean, you know, Ohio State was close with that. It's like, I mean, you know, what happened?
I mean, I will say this, like Georgia's just that good. So even like a month ago when all the seedings came out, I said to my buddy Sean, I was like, look, like I'm glad TCU's in. I'll be interested to see if they can win a semifinal. But I said, it really doesn't matter. I think Georgia's that good. So Georgia is that good. But then number two is they have almost losing to Ohio State. Then you just have a week in between. So I think TCU, right, like they come out, but like Georgia was just firing on all cylinders. I think they had a point to make. I think that's why they kept throwing the ball. Like Kirby Smart wanted to send a message to the nation last night that like, forget Alabama, like Georgia football is the top dog.
Wow. Yeah. It's like at that point when it's starting to look like a track meet, I mean, that's just for the recruiting class, right?
Oh, 100%. Cause you know, what I mean, it's a college football national title. Like if you, anybody that's a football fan, especially if you play high school, like you're watching that game. Now you might be looking at other offers or something, but it's like, damn, I could go to Georgia and maybe play and be part of that. Cause I mean, also when you look at their rosters, like I don't see how they don't, I mean, they have an easy schedule next year outside of their conference games. They might win three titles in a row.
Wow. And what, how did Bama end up? What position were they? Do you know in the end?
I got to look at the final rankings. I'm assuming they're fifth.
Okay. Yeah. They had a couple of close games. Bama was not the Bama of old, although. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, they lost a couple tough games and, yeah, Georgia's just that good. Now, with that said, in a few years when they expand the college football playoff, I think that's good. Because then you can, once other teams start getting into that game more and more, that'll help recruiting to other schools. And it's not like TCU's a small, I mean, just say it's not like it's a small program. I think technically it's a small school compared to a state school. But it's like, they got a good program, you know, over the years and stuff. But it's just tough when you get to that level, that championship game.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they are kind of, they're not like a standard powerhouse team. Like nobody at the beginning of the season was calling TCU in the college football playoff.
No.
Also, a little known fact, Grandpa Cobb, an alum. Go TCU.
TCU.
Go Frogs, baby. Yeah.
Did you see that Hypnotoad?
No. What was it?
So they're the Horned Frogs, but all their videos involve a psychedelic Hypnotoad.
Nice.
And it was like their rallying cry and stuff. I mean, people had like flags made with it. And it was like, basically, it was just a toad on mushrooms that had like crazy eyes. And they'd make all these wild videos. But like Hypnotoad, like I was like, they got to win just for this.
Oh.
Just for the psychedelic community. Right? Like, get the Hypnotoad like out there doing stuff.
Was am I crazy that Hypnotoad was originally a Pokemon?
Is it? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I feel like that's like.
Trust me, if there's Pokemon talk, I'm out. I'm talking about. I bought mascotsmisbehaving.com.
Oh, yeah. You know, Ted, real collector.
I know I've had a conversation at Meltdown with somebody and we decided I was a water Pokemon.
Was it Dolphin Girl?
No.
Yeah, that feels about right. I think I'm a water Pokemon too.
Yeah. Well, it's easy when you're hanging out for 4 days by a river and you're in it half the time you're at the festival.
And this is how we transition from football to Poke talk, you know?
The Hypnotoad. Trust me, yeah. Cobb, later tonight, like you were sitting around on your phone, just Google like TCU Hypnotoad and look at some of the videos.
Yeah, he's the gateway animal. I get it.
Right. And he was firing people up. Also, before we go to break, I will say this. I am so old now that like as we're talking, I'm just talking about festivals. I'm like, man, a lot of stuff was announced today. I keep waiting for some emails from some festivals we like. I'm like, come on, man. It's like it's almost mid-January. I got to start planning this stuff out.
Right around the corner.
Right. Well, I always like that line, too, of like, and you guys have such a great setup. Like, how do you do it? It's like, you got to plan it. What? It's like, oh, no, you got to plan it. So this doesn't just randomly happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, oh, that fun game. Like, I didn't just happen to pick that up. Like, I bought that thing in, I don't know, March or April, saving it for this weekend.
Yeah, it's, you know, not our first festival.
No. Speaking of saving stuff, I got bad news, boys. I tried those sugar cookie Hershey Kisses.
No.
It was nothing special, man. Nothing special.
Wow, ooh, dude. Okay, you know, hey, you heard it here. I mean, at least, you know, I appreciate you taking one for the team, personally. I would have ended up with a whole pack of those just with, you know, one bite taken out of it.
I know, man. I was so excited. I was like, screw it. Seahawks going to the playoffs. It's Sunday night. I'm trying them. I was like, I think I'd rather just have a regular one.
Dad, that's one thing I love about you, man. I feel like, you know, people now, it's big in the media to talk about like self-care, you know, take care of yourself, do little things for yourself. But we've been friends a long time. I feel like you're always just like hooking yourself up with something like a little extra. You're like, oh, they got the red and green M&Ms? Yeah, yeah, we'll get two bags of those. You know, it's like, it's always in little ways, though. Like, you don't like pig out. Like, there was like random, like, I can't remember if it was like massage equipment you had at your old place or like, it's just like always like the little tiny extra. So, anyway, it's pretty funny. But it's funny that now that's becoming a big thing.
It is. And man, they were, I mean, people could try them. They were just, you could hear it in my voice. I was disappointed. I was so hyped for those. We'll save them till March. Glad I didn't. I'm glad you guys. I'm just happy it wasn't the three of us sitting in a room. And I'm like, don't worry, boys. I got the ultimate snack with me. And then it's like, yeah, it tastes like white chocolate.
Yeah, that is tough when you put your reputation on the line with a new snack. I mean, that's the whole thing with that whole explore or exploit thing. It's like, do you stick with the thing you love or do you explore the new thing? And occasionally with exploring the new thing, you find the best thing you've ever had. But on the flip side, sometimes you get burned, and it sounds like, you know, you had to taste that what's that called, taste that tail or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you took an L.
Yeah, I need to taste some tail. All right.
Oh, boys,
January. Let's take a break here. We'll be back.
Nice, dude.
I was, you know, you see the same ads during football, and I was like, ah, that new one with like the brick of mozzarella cheese and on the burger, like that thing looks good. Sean looks at me and goes, when's the last time you've been to a Wendy's? I was like, it's probably been 8 years. Because I was like, I love Wendy's, and this and that. He's like, you never go to Wendy's. I'm like,
he's like, bro, right. You don't have a car.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right? Matt, you know me. We were like watching football, drinking beers. Like, oh man, Wendy's is the best. When's the last time you've been to Wendy's?
I feel like, dude, I mean, that's part of the wealth of misinformation. I regularly catch myself like just talking so passionately about something that I have no connection to. It's like, you haven't been to a Wendy's in 8 years. Why do you care? You know, a pretzel bun? No one cares. That's not affecting your life. And I'm like, but oh, man, it's the best. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. We get too passionate about stuff.
All right, we ready to rock?
Let's do it.
Kyle, how many emails you got in there, by the way? Guess I should ask that before I said, are we ready to rock?
Yep, just one.
Just one. All right. All right, welcome back, everybody. We were just having a passionate conversation about fast food and certain foods. Cobb, I will mention, excuse me, it wasn't a fast food establishment, but I had a burger on Sunday watching the Hawks game on a pretzel bun. And look, I was pro pretzel bun, and then over the years, I've gotten a little spoiled with the brioche. That pretzel bun, man, that is delicious. It holds a burger like it can take some grease spilling out of the burger. I was impressed by it.
Dude, you know, I mean, yeah, of course, the succulent brioche French bun is going to be amazing, but you're right. The pretzel is more, it's more pancake, and the brioche is more waffle. You know, brioche is a little fancier. The pretzel bun, you're right, is a little more hearty, can handle a little more grease. It's a little more of like a stick to your ribs type bun.
Yeah, I mean, I would always say brioche, but if I'm thinking like top things to put a burger on, I think it's got to be pretzel bun and then sourdough.
Hmm. All right. That's a whole, I don't know, it's a whole different conversation. Now you got me thinking about like challah bread and like when you dip an egg and sort of the exotics.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
I was saying like, I like with that pretzel bun, it reminded me a burger deserves like a something kind of dense. feel like sourdough, you throw it on the griddle, it's a little more denser. Like, I love the brioche bun, but sometimes the bottom, man, it just be falling apart on you.
Yep.
Yeah, well, dude, it does deserve a big platform, but that also kind of depends. I mean, all food is a game of ratios, right? And nothing more so than the burger. But I feel like, you know, there's a time and a place for a regular burger bun. If you're talking like a thin patty that's not that greasy, a la, you know, Dick's Burgers, McDonald's, Wendy's, et cetera. Yep. But like, you start to get into one of those thicker sort of pub style burgers, which is one of my personal favorites. And like, you know, you need a little bit of like, you got to have that chariot, you know, to ride it into battle. Like, you need a little something extra, a little more girth.
Yeah, you're right. And we got to get the emails, because now I'm starting to be like, well, I mean, I'm not forgetting about the potato bun. Like, God damn it. I'm not going to start sitting here. We haven't done one of these food casts in a while. Like,
focus. Right.
Also, again, I'm just hungry. Just haven't eaten dinner yet. I'm like, oh, that sounds delicious. Like, yeah, I need a lot of stuff right now.
No, all Ted, right, you know what? You know what? We're 400 episodes in. You say what you want. They're not canceling us now, dude. They could have canceled us easily a couple hundred times. Like, we're riding. Man. Okay.
Right, also, hang on. Before you get to the email, I do want to say, if you're going to, I don't know, if you're going to have a wedding reception or a big party, I went to a wedding reception this Saturday over in Ballard at Cathedral. Man, they do a great job. The DJ was unreal, dude. Best DJ set I've heard outside of a festival in a long time. But like, they had a menu for like cocktails and stuff. And I think it's like a group of people that like all work at bars, and then they run this venue on the weekend. So I wanted to give them some pub.
Oh, nice. What's it called?
Cathedral.
Cathedral.
It's right across. It's like right across the street, or I always forget. Right. Like, if I'm standing. The Matador. If you walk out of the front door of the Matador, right, and look across
Market and Ballard Ave.
All right, so don't look over Market, but I'm saying just like look across the street. It's right there on the corner.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. That's been like a couple different bars over the years. I know where you're talking about. Two stories, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've been rejected in there a couple times.
Oh yeah, and trust me, your boy was out there tearing it up Saturday night.
Yeah, boy. Nice. All right, gentlemen. This email is actually for the greatest listeners in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Rather than you boys. Fellow LARPers, if any of you are considering some nutrition or weight loss work as a New Year's resolution or part of Ted's Challenge It theme, I heartily recommend signing up for MCTP's Nutrition Made Fun program. Matt, is that still available?
No. No. Read it. Keep going, though. People can hit me up. But.
For a little over a year during 2021 and 2022, I worked with him weekly before he got too busy at Globo Gym to make time for us peasants, dropped over 50 pounds, and have maintained that loss effortlessly, even after stopping our weekly calls months ago. He may cultivate the persona of a stoner surf bro, but when it comes to health and fitness, goddamn, does he know his stuff. Even already being very well versed in nutrition from previously being a certified personal trainer myself, Matt's practical, easy to follow guidance allowed me to completely recalibrate my relationship with food with absolutely minimal stress. I still eat whatever I want, whenever I want to. I'm just now more intentional about what I actually want and can indulge without undermining health and wellness goals. If you don't already feel confident in your ability to put together nutritious meals on the regular, your boy even compiled his own cookbook with a bunch of different recipes to make it easy to eat the good stuff without wasting your energy. Stressing over ingredient lists and calorie counts. It would be just as accurate to call it Nutrition Made Easy. I'm confident Ted will back me up on all of this. Wishing everyone a happy and healthy 2023. LARP on, Carson the Lawyer.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Just unfortunately, Matt's not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, congrats to Carson. First of all, he kicked ass with everything. And, you know, I got some things in the works. Anyone can reach out to me on Instagram at the other MLK. And, you know, I can figure something out. But I'm pretty busy right now with the Globo Gym stuff. And, you know, but I'm also happy to talk and figure things out. It's just, yeah, I haven't kept up on a lot of my online stuff since then. And Carson was completely unscripted. I mean, I was high for like every single phone call with him, just shooting from the hip, boys. He crushed it. I mean, he did all the work.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, that just is a testament to how much you know your stuff. Ted, we do have one more, actually.
All right.
So this one was found in the spam folder. We are all aware you do not know what is playing on your ads during the podcast, like the whole Brown University thing. But this one seems like a personal attack pointed directly at the show. Episode 318, at the 1 hour and 12 minute mark, there is another unnamed company's popcorn sponsoring the show. Shots fired. Oh, hell no. All right. Ted. Okay.
That's hilarious.
This does feel personal.
It's unbelievable.
Ted, let me ask you this. How many episodes have we done together?
I don't know.
Over 400?
Obviously over 400. Yeah.
Is it safe to say we've been doing this for 8-9 years? I don't even know at this
correct.
Point.
Correct. Yeah,
have I ever asked you for a dime? Have I ever asked you for anything, Ted? Except free joints at your birthday. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Are the ads the same for each person, or is it like targeted based on your, you know, what you've been looking up? Like maybe this person was, you know, shopping the competition.
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like they're just generated by the company and they just slide them in.
Mm, wow. Popcorn company. That does hurt. I'm tempted to look it up and see who it was. Hey, you didn't sign your name to this, but you know who you are who wrote this in. I'm not going to say your name, but what popcorn company was it? Email me. I get the emails directly to my phone.
That is kind of weird, too, as I'm like, it's not a lot of national brands of popcorn that are that big.
This one's personal, boys.
By the way, speaking of people that listen to the podcast, we haven't had a get together in forever, but I'll be down in Elysian Fields with a few other people from the station on this Saturday for that playoff game. Game kicks at 1:30. I think we said the get together party, or the party, it's not mine, starts at 1. You know me, I'll probably show up around 12:59.
That's Saturday, January 14th, 2023 for people listening.
Correct. I'm going to be all fired up on Saturday. It's like, fucking let's go.
Let's go, baby. Ted,
I said it. Look, yeah. I said it the Friday before last Friday when we left work. And I said it to our buddy Barnes and Dunk on New Year's Day. I go, look, I'm going to be one of two ways watching the Seahawks game. One, I'll be like, hey, look, we make the playoffs. All bets are off. Anything could happen. I said, if we play bad in this game, I'll be like, I told you, we're terrible. So now that we're, right, I was like, it's hot or cold. It's like, now that we're in the playoffs, I'm like, yeah, anything can happen. You never know.
And honestly, this is the last like major event any of us have to be happy about for a month or so. So like, Ted, you might as well just go off. Let's call it like it is, boys. Next week may even be a sad cast. I don't know.
Right. Oh man, you're right. I should just go in there guns a blazing on
blazing
Saturday.
Dude, fire right, up to just, 11. There's no like dual wielding, there's no reason not to.
I just show up and start chugging beers.
You're 100% that bitch, dude. Bring that energy. What's her name, like Lizzo? I want you out there with just Lizzo energy, dude. Just like the Hawks, you had a wild 2022. You got nothing to lose, dude. No one's expecting anything out of you this season, straight up. I say that as your friend and someone who loves and cares about you. No one's expected shit this year. Like, go for it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Come down on Saturday. Sure, watch a playoff game. Watch Ted go fucking ham.
Yes. Yes, Ted. Challenge it.
Challenge it, right? Like, oh, it's a work event. Guess I better be on my P's and Q's. Nah. It's a goddamn Seahawks game.
Narrator. Challenge he it. Was not on his P's and Q's. Yeah, boy. Right? Let's go.
He never was.
Yeah. Oh, nice, dude.
All right. Let's check in with what's Madden.
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Check out what's maddening.
what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa.
Check out with what's maddening.
Yeah, I just want someone to email us a video of you on Saturday.
Please. That's right.
Don't do it.
Oh, man. I got to be careful. Ripping the men's room original ale is not the same as drinking light beers.
Oh, yeah. No, those are diesels.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'll be fun. This weekend, I managed to watch both the Hawks and the Lions game, nice. Which I was grateful and lucky for because we were also moving. Tyler and I got our own place up here in the hills above the desert. And it's a nice little 2-bedroom condo with a sick view. And it's awesome. And then, but it happened kind of fast. We looked at it 2 Fridays ago, and then we got the keys this past Friday. And then Saturday we had a U-Haul, and then my parents gave us this couch that has pull-out mattress. So, what's up, boys? You know?
Nice.
Come on out.
Nice.
We'll get other stuff figured out, but it can work now real easily. And, like, sick view, like I said. And pools. We got pools in the complex. And so, yeah, we're just really pumped. Ted, we got our eye on you. Cobb, yeah. Your parents have their own place down here, so you can stay with us if you want. But we figured you might just be down the street a little bit.
Have you interacted?
That energy.
Have you interacted with the neighbors yet?
So two of Tyler's friends from Starbucks that she used to work with live here, as it turns out.
All right.
I saw like 6 potential bros like during the trip when we came here to drop off some chairs or something. Like we came out here a couple days before and I was like, we had something to do, but I was like, could you bros with him? Could be bros with him. Could be bros with him. Look, there's 2 bros with longboards. I don't have a longboard, but they're definitely bros. Like we could, I could get one if I like them enough. They could teach me, you know, but there are a lot of people our age, which, you know, the desert is filled with older folks. So, yeah, there's a lot of people our age. Yeah, it's pretty, everybody seems pretty chill. Yeah, it's right at the base of one of the hiking trails. And so, yeah, we could literally just hike right out our front door. Like 3
Road
blocks,
time.
three blocks to the trailhead. Like it's nothing. Nice. And so it's also really close to where I work. Like I have a 5-minute commute now that has 1 stoplight and 0% chance of traffic. Like it is so nice to have those variables controlled. Like I feel so smart. So yeah, it's been an exciting week. And then so Sunday, you know, we had done most of the heavy lifting Saturday, and Sunday we were still moving some stuff, but I did all the runs before the Hawks game, and then we had to do laundry still and like bring more stuff over. But I just was on laundry duty and just hung out and watched the Lions. Tyler was running errands during the Lions game. She saw some of the Hawks game, but like, yeah, I've managed to still help contribute to, you know, do the heavy lifting on Saturday and watch both football games that mattered and see the Hawks win the get into the playoffs Sunday night. It was just, it was an awesome weekend, all things considered. Like,
nice.
Nonstop action. Cut my finger. I'm sore everywhere, but it was fun.
Yeah, I was busy doing stuff like Friday and all day Saturday. So then, like, right, I went to the wedding. We tore it up. And then, yeah, Sunday, I was like, man, I almost got teary. I was like, it was my buddy. I was like, dude, my buddy Troy, I was like, you can sleep on my couch. I go, just be warned. I will be out here at like 9:45. Getting ready for Scott Hansen in Red Zone. He was like, yeah, whatever. Cause there was like, there was like an after party and stuff. So we were up decently late. like I got up, it was 9:45. I'm like, all right, I'm going to poop, grab a can of coffee out of the fridge. And at 9:55, I popped on the 5-minute countdown and I was like, all right, dude, you got to get up. Red zone's coming on.
You can stay. You don't got to get out, but you got to get up.
Right. And then I even hit him with the, dude, you're more than welcome to rack out in the room for a while, but like it's football time.
That's not here.
It's red zone, doc.
It's red zone.
It's what we do here.
And I was like, and he's like, what is that? I'm like, this is a sharp cheddar cheese log that I bought for Christmas that I'd never used. So now we're going to enjoy it as an appetizer because it'll be after this weekend, it'll be bad.
So what did homeboy do? Did he rack out or did he engage?
Oh, he engaged.
Nice.
I was like, come on, man. I was like, I just got to hear Scott talk about, 7 hours of commercial free football. And then like after I hear the first couple things, he's like, I don't feel like a beer. I'm like, we'll walk down to the store, get you a cider or something. You'll be all right.
A little pep in your step. That's awesome.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. I like to get a little introspective, especially around this time of year. And I don't know if we're saying that the pandemic is over or not, but it feels like people aren't talking about it that much. There never really was like an ending. It wasn't like, victory over Japan Day or the 4th of July. It just sort of was, kind of over, kind of not. So for the purposes of this segment, I'm just going to say it's over. What's something for the cop topic this week, what's something unexpected that you learned by living through the pandemic or that you learned during the pandemic? Either one is fine. A lot of people were picking up home skills and new talents, tricks. So feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com, or just go to thepodcast.com and submit a form there. We'll read it on the air. What's something unexpected that you learned by living through the pandemic, boys, or during the pandemic? Either one's fine.
I mean, don't put water on pepper spray right away. What? Well, my neighborhood was different during the pandemic.
Was this like, wait, so what if do you use water eventually or you go milk or what happened? You got
I'm not
give me
sure.
Something.
I just had some on my shoulder and hopped in the shower and I was like, that feels worse. Somebody's like, yeah, don't put water on it right away. I was like, oh, there's some kind of solution.
Pepper spray just on your shoulder hurt?
Yes.
If it gets on your skin, I thought it only hurt like people's eyes and mouth. It hurts your skin? Dang. Yeah,
you don't want pepper spray all over you. Anywhere.
That's rowdy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was, yeah.
Ted, why are you getting pepper spray? Dude, just, you don't even need to answer, but just like, come on, man. My guy. You're living a lifestyle out there, dude.
I was as shocked as you were. I was like, I thought I was just standing on the sidewalk. Anyhow.
Like, also, they erected like a barrier around like your patio, did they not?
They did, yeah.
That was wild too. And when I came over to never mind. You're living in a war zone, dude. When I came over, someone was murdered a block from the house. Actually, honestly, I like your spot.
It was crazy. Oh, okay. It was a shooting. The guy.
So what you're saying is he had it coming, and they were both firing.
No, I'm just saying the guy didn't die. You said there was a murder. Technically, it was a shooting.
Yeah, I got you. Not cold blood. Not a revenge thing. Just sort of a gang violence thing. Much better. Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I think the biggest thing I learned was that, like, I think some things in the work environment changed for the better. Like, I think people not showing up to work sick, period, is a good thing, right? It used to always be like a pride thing. Like, I just have the flu, I'll show up. It's like, right. But then you're getting everybody else sick and it slows down production overall.
Definitely.
I think maybe people being a little more used to going to see doctors. I was kind of surprised how many friends I had that like don't have a doctor or don't go see their doctor. It's like, really? Now, granted, most of them are a little bit younger than I am. So I get it in your 30s. I'm just like, huh, man. Like, yeah. Like, it's not always going to be super fun, but like, you got to know what's going on.
Got to get that colonoscopy starting at 40.
That's specific. I mean, I guess other than that, the main thing I just realized how much I just like, it shouldn't shock people, but I need some interaction. Like, I very much value my own personal time, but that's why I always did those Zooms and everything. Like, I was like, all right. Friday night. Like, it's got to be a little action, you know, it's got to be something to do.
Yeah, definitely. We need community and chatting with people. And yeah, I'm totally with you. I think a lot of people honestly got a new appreciation for those micro interactions throughout the day, talking to your mark guy, grabbing gas, saying hi to the concierge, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, Cobb, remember me and you, like, it'd be shitty and rainy, but like, we couldn't go anywhere. We would just go walk and like chat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Those are some of the best podcast episodes never released.
Right. But it was just nice to see another human and like go do stuff.
Yeah, the pandemic was a weird time, boys. Weird time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the micro interactions for sure. I do think I appreciated them pretty well before the pandemic. The thing that jumped out to me the most was just...
Matt, did you change something on your microphone?
Yeah, it sounded crazy.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Huh. All right.
You're sounding like that guy from South Park who holds the microphone up to his throat and talks.
What about the smoker guy? Now? Is that better?
No.
No?
No, I don't know. All right. I'm glad it's okay. Just not me. Go ahead.
Yeah, you sound like it was just me.
You sound like a little robotic. It's all right.
Oh, dang. Yeah, well, I don't know. But the thing that I learned was just how fragile the system is. Cobb, you've talked about it before. But that was an intriguing, you know, the fragility of the system, you know, was just the most intriguing development. And just seeing that on display was like, oh, yeah. And I don't know. It makes me want to just live for the present, you know, and just like enjoy all this for what it is. People love to complain and bitch about all these things that, you know, could be better and stuff. And I agree with a lot of it, actually pretty much 100% of it. I agree with a lot of that stuff. But, you know, when you think about how crazy, you know, it is to just like have the things that we do, you know, that seemed like in those first couple months we're going to get taken away or we could lose, and then, you know, people are worried about dying, and then like it's just all gone. It's like, dang, this is a pretty cool ride. I'm glad I'm on it. And yeah, that just I mean, the fragility of the system made me appreciate the way of the system more, which is kind of interesting because I'm a bit anti-establishment at times.
Yeah, I feel like it's easy to be against the system until like there's no Oreos on store shelves and you're like, dang, those things were pretty cool,
right?
Like water to my house was cool, you know. Yeah. Garbage delivery, cool.
Yeah, right.
The electrical grid, I liked it. Who knew?
Yeah. Cheap electricity.
Bitch on Twitter,
nice.
But damn,
dude, I was gonna say getting your recycling and your trash taken out is massive.
Oh God, massive. Yeah, seriously.
Plumbing,
hot shower, huge.
Sewage systems,
yeah, not crapping in a bucket, definitely big on my list.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
Like literally if sewage systems stopped working, like so many people would just die so fast. I've reading this book called The Story of the Human Body. I highly recommend it for everyone because you're all humans. It's interesting to learn about, you know, what got you here. And yeah, the proliferation of septic systems, and sewage control is what allowed cities to become like, that's a major hurdle to getting all those people in one place.
Yeah. Sanitation. Matt, I told you I lived that, what's it called? That apocalypse, right? That what? Apocalyptic nightmare.
Yeah. With the ice.
Plumbing. Yeah. Okay. We've talked about it on the cast.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah. Right. No plumbing. It's brutal. I mean,
300 unit building plumbing shut down, and it was total chaos. Total chaos.
Just 300 units.
Yeah, like, there was literally human feces flowing up through people's showers on the first two floors.
Oh.
Chaos, boys.
Well, speaking of chaos, don't forget, come watch me wild out Saturday afternoon down at Elysian Fields. Go Hawks.
Yeah.
You're right. You can hear my voice. I'm going to be all fired. I'm probably not going to go crazy, but your boy's going to be fired up, man.
Get him.
And if they win that game, all bets are off.
Woo! Get him.
Oh, that thing starts at 1. The Hawks are on at 1:30. Go Hawks. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.